This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, thank you. You know what? Today, if it wasn't for Broward County, what could we talk about? We'd have nothing at all to talk about, would we? Caravan. Huh? Well, yeah. You mean the invasion force, right? And then Schumer, I just, you know, what a way to start off the hour, ready to throw up. I just saw the top of Schumer's head. After, is his bald spot getting bigger, or does he just have to get closer to the paper? You know what I mean? Bending down, trying to read something. But the bad part is when he does that, you can't see him crying, right? I mean, you can't see that tear in his eye that he likes to wipe off to make it look like he actually gives a crud. Anyway, I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved, being part of the process. That's always good. You know, I told you tonight I went off on this whole marijuana thing. And I posted the story up online. You can head over to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you have any questions. Now, you hippies from the 70s who'd like to write me emails or make comments, like, you know, when it comes to the dope stuff. And I jokingly said that in the 70s we called it dope for a reason, because when you smoked it, kind of made you a little dopey. But it's not the stuff of today is nothing like the stuff of the 70s. Or 60s, for that matter. You know, I know, I jump right into it with the drugs, because we are a drug show. You know that. Anyhow. But I know some of you want to be hip and cool with your, you know, yeah, hip, another 70s term, with your kids, with your teenagers, with your young adults. But man, how about you get informed? And don't get mad at me because I tell you to get informed. And don't tell me you know everything there is about dope. You know, just because you know how to roll it or soak it in something or smoke it out of a bong doesn't mean you know everything about it. Again, it's not from where it's not the stuff that we had in the 70s. Now, I'm not the expert on this stuff. I'm going to bring somebody on after the break. But some of you kind of made fun of a piece I went through the other night. And what it does to the teenage brain, for real. The damage that it actually does. And it doesn't slow down the inability for them to make good decisions for the night after they smoke it. It makes it harder for them for a heck of a lot longer than that. And depending on how much they use it and how long, for how long of a period of time, you'd be surprised at how long the effect is. And you can keep thinking it's just people like me that, you know, we don't want your kids to have fun. Not true. The story that I put up, I'll put it up again if I have to, talks about how adolescent cannabis use, it doesn't just alter their mindset for the evening. It alters the development of their brain over a period of time, which includes planning and self. Now, here's one that shouldn't shock you. It alters their ability for self-control. Gee, surprise. That's why I always got a kick out of you people say, well, alcohol, much worse for you. How? How do you figure? I mean, if you're one of those alcoholics who can't get up in the morning without, I mean, as a young person, without a drink, drink all day and then drink into the night, yeah, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a physical problem. But I just, you guys lit me up with some of the stuff I heard being said about this the other night. It is not the innocence of what you used to think it was. And there's study after study after study that shows when they start using this at a very young age, this isn't something that can be easily reversed in later life. And some of you who want to talk about the usage of cannabis for medical reasons, for health reasons, that's a whole different animal. And why would you smoke it? No matter what effect it has, I don't have a PhD or an MD or anything like that, but here's just simple logic for you. The lungs were made to suck in clean air, clean oxygen, to oxygenate your body, right? Your blood. You get all freaky and freaked out because there's smog in the air, there's particles in the air, there's been a fire going on. You put these masks on, and then you say, I want you to think about this, then you're okay with young people and yourself sucking smoke into your lungs and trying to tell me how good that is. Really? Come on, let that sink in for a second. Come on. You couldn't pay somebody enough to try to help you make sense out of that. So how about you get informed? How about you figure out what's going on? And instead of encouraging or telling your kids or telling your friends or yourself that it's okay, you really get informed and find out truly what this does to you, what this will do to you over a period of time. You know, I know I've been beating this up for 10 minutes now. Because I really, if you don't see the seriousness of this, if you don't see the reality of this, then you're not going to impart that on your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. You're not going to be able to tell them how bad it is and the effect it will have on you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you have any questions during the next few segments, you can put them up on the Facebook feed. You can put them up on the website feed. There's a dozen different ways you can do this. Kerry Quashin is going to join me after the break. He is the founder of Action Drug Rehab, and we're going to talk a lot about how cannabis, it makes it sound better, I guess, affects teenagers. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I get rolling, I want you to pick up the phone. Don't call me. Don't call me. Call one of your relatives. Call one of your pothead relatives, okay? One of your uncles, aunts, dads, moms, grandpa, grandpa, who think it's okay to, you know, roll the joints as the Yuletide is coming and everybody can partake of. And you need to get informed. And don't start off listening. Don't start the conversation with thinking you've got all the answers. You know what's going on because you don't. None of us have all the answers. Unless you're living it, unless you're dealing with it on a daily basis, you do not have all the answers. So don't think you do. And I tell you, I bring on the people who deal with it on a daily basis. I bring on the people that are that are experts in it, because the only expert, and I'm not even an expert anymore, probably was really good at rolling joints in the 70s, but you know what I'm saying? And unlike Billy Bob Clinton, I actually did inhale, all right? So let's just get that straight. Total transparency on this show. Probably get thrown off my elected position, but hey, at least I'm honest. So Gary Quashin joins me.
It's legal. You can't get thrown off.
Oh, that's right, huh?
That's right.
Oh, wow. So, hey, let's have at it. We're going to tell you, all right? You know, but this is just crazy. Actually, you know, proper introduction would be you're the founder of Action Family Counseling, and you spent, what, 30-plus years doing this, counseling? By the way, that's a microphone. You should probably pull it closer to your mouth.
You got it. But, yes, I've been working with people now, helping them get off alcohol and drugs for 36 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's incredible.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that today. Wow, but what a journey.
You know, they tell people that are alcoholics, you know, you stay away from the bars, you stay away from 7-Eleven, you know what I mean, that kind of stuff. You've been working around this for years.
Correct.
You yourself got cleaned up off it, did you not?
I have. This Christmas Eve, I'll have 38 years clean and sober.
So have you ever sat there and gone, I could take a hit off of this?
Of course. I mean, 38 years is too long. I'm going to go get drunk. No.
I've been so good.
I got to celebrate.
I deserve to celebrate.
Exactly. But reality is the answer is no. Do I think I can? I don't even, you know, it doesn't cross my mind anymore because it's not part of my life and I don't need it.
Yeah.
So, no.
So, Kerry, you and I, you know, we've known each other for a long time and we joke in a serious fashion because in the 70s, this was not the drug that it is today.
No.
And I would smoke a half a joint and pass out.
Right.
Yeah. So, today it's a whole different world. This whole drug world, I don't want to call it a drug culture. But the whole drug world is different. Give us the 80,000-foot overview of where marijuana was in the 70s where it is today.
And I would call it, we're in a drug culture right now. I mean, we're in the midst of a drug epidemic, as we know. You know, it's funny because it's not funny. I've been screaming, as you know, for the last 15 years that we're going to have an opiate epidemic and it's going to kill more people than the 70s. And now, in 1 hour, we lose 9 people by accident. So we're in the midst of the epidemic. But I'll tell you what, the next public health epidemic we're in the middle of right now, and that is THC and adolescence. And we are in the midst of an epidemic, and this thing is going to blow up because it's like you said, in the 70s, THC marijuana, kid would smoke a joint, there'd be something like 0.3 milligrams THC in that thing, 0.3. Now if you smoke a bong hit, there's 25, 28, 30 milligrams of THC. Wow. And you know what's in the edibles and the oils. We got 80 to 100% THC. These are, I get mad. These are freaking adolescents. These are kids that are smoking and eating this potent drug that is not just getting them high, but it's taking their ability to emotionally grow.
Yeah. That's what I say to you, too. I mean, when you're talking about kids, they're still developing.
Their brain's not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And parents think no big deal. You once said when you were on the show that the level of THC found in some of these kids is off the charts today compared to what it used to be like.
We're testing them. You know, I was right before I came here, I was at Action Intake Office, right? And a mom had called and wanted to know what was in her kid's drug test. We get this all the time. And here's the biggest problem. We said it was 800 milligrams of THC. That's a chronic pot smoker. That's a lot. And you know what? She said, okay, thank you, and hung up. Because the next one, but I'm sorry. She did say anything else first, and we said, no, that's it. She didn't even let us finish. She hung up the phone. So here's the scary thing right now. If you look at our adolescent program, We're slow. We don't get many parents wanting to put kids in treatment now because it's only pot and they don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, it's only pot. What's the big deal?
But my adult residences are exploding. And guess what the ages are? 18 to 25.
Wow.
That is our largest population because these are what you call untreated adolescents.
All right. So let's go back to the beginning here. You know, we're told that dope is no big deal. It's like beer. It's not addictive. It's not a jump-off drug or Or, you know, I mean, shed some light on that. That can't be true.
Well, no, I don't buy it at all because I deal with drug addicts. You know that. And,
yep.
And the deal is there's two types of drug addicts. Number one type of drug addict, and these are brand new. This is in the last 10 years. They're the people that are accidental addicts. They have no track record of substance abuse. They went, got surgeries or whatever it is that they got. They ended up on medication and pills and they got addicted and now they're in trouble and we're getting them off drugs. Okay, that's one. The next drug addict, and this is the most we see most, are the ones that had contracts when they were young. I'm never going to use drugs. I'm not going to smoke cigarettes. I don't want cancer. And they start breaking their contracts. The first contract they break, and it's just like, it used to be cigarettes. We know that, right? But now it's vaping.
And oh, yeah.
But let's just take it for cigarette. For example, there's only two reasons a child would smoke a cigarette. Number one reason is not peer pressure. Everyone thinks it's peer pressure. It's a learned behavior from home. Mom and dad does it, and they, you know, they get desensitized, and they take their first hit. Or they see the cool kids over there, and they say, give me a hit. Or somebody says, want a cigarette? And the kids always say, no, I don't want to die of cancer. But they're hanging out every day.
Right.
So eventually they get desensitized. They say, what the heck? They take their first hit. They broke their first contract. How do they clean that up? And here's where it gets tricky. It's only a cigarette. I'll never smoke pot. They're still hanging out with these cool kids, and somebody starts smoking, and they say, hey, want some? I'll never use drugs. What do you mean drugs? This isn't a drug. This is marijuana, and it's legal. In fact, it's medical. So what's going on now is these kids are starting to convince themselves as a population that, hey, it's only pot. It's not a big deal. So eventually they take their first hit. What did they do? Contracts are getting weak, but they did something even worse. They just smoked something that made them feel different, made them feel really good, mm-hmm. and really part of a whole culture now.
Okay, I want you to hold that thought. I got to go for a break. When we come back, we want you to finish that thought, and I want you to answer the age-old question, how could it be bad for you? God made it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far, really. A lot more good stuff coming up in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mommies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California Governor Jerry Brown has toured areas of Northern California that were hit hard by the Camp wildfire.
This is so devastating that I don't really
have the words to describe it. It looks like a war zone. It is. It's the devastation that only fires of this kind can bring about.
Brown was joined by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and toured the destroyed town of Paradise, where most of the fire victims were killed. The fire has torched around 135,000 acres, but lower winds and higher humidity has helped the firefighters gain some ground. CAL FIRE Director Ken Pimlott.
I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes. Right now we are focused on maintaining the pace and the battle rhythm of this firefight.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GO, 855-732-5560. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. Seriously. You don't really get information unless you're yelling at the radio or you think you got it all figured out. You don't. Right, especially when it comes to adult, I tell you something. There's a couple things that really just rub me the wrong way, and this is one of them. Because I love to see the comments and some of the posts that we put up on this stuff as time goes on. And again, I can't drive it home enough. I'm going to make you nuts. I may even drive you to shut the radio off. But the deal is, this is not the marijuana or the dope of the 70s, of the 60s. I mean, we used to do crazy stuff in the 60s and 70s, like soak it in wine, you know, or put it in a bong with wine or vodka or something like that. That was like the craziest thing you would do. Nobody thought of smoking bath oil beads back then for some reason. We still, even when we were high, we had common sense not to smoke bath oil beads. But anyway, and today, it's a business. It's a whole different thing. And it's legal, so that means it's okay, and it kind of takes the stigma off it, but it shouldn't, because that doesn't mean it's better for you. Simple case, guess what? Cigarettes are legal. Doesn't mean they're good for you. So you got to stop that advocating your responsibilities as a parent and make sure you... Uh-oh. He's already talking at
me. And they come from a plant, cigarettes. Because I'm so... You know what really gets me?
All right, hold on.
I got to see. Yeah, all right. Go for all right. It.
Kerry Quashin's here. He's the founder of Actually Family Counseling, and he's been dealing with this in our young people for over 30 years now. And, you know, we were talking during the break. That's why he's all wound up. And, you know, dope is legal. And I said to you during the break, I said, but, you know, Kerry, it's made by God, so it's got to be good for you.
Exactly. And that's what I hear all the time from kids. It's natural. God
it's
put it there for us to smoke. But... just because something's natural,
yeah,
does that mean it's good for you? I mean, where does tobacco come from? A plant. Okay, wait a second. We're in the midst of an opiate epidemic, right?
Yep.
Where does opium come from? A plant. And how about cocaine? A plant.
Yeah.
So we're allowing our children to smoke the. You know, I wish. I mean, if I could just grab these parents, right,
yeah,
and let them sit in my pocket. And see what I see every day, the children, and I'm going to call them children when they're 14 and 15, coming into the hospitals because they smoke so much pot that they don't even know where they're at.
Wow.
You know, or when you're on an adult psych ward, because I run one, and you test some of these people that are coming in for psychosis, and the only thing showing is THC. So I see this all the time. So when somebody tells me it's natural, God put it there, I'm going, yeah, and your brain is natural too, and I'm watching people's brains get destroyed over this natural drug.
What do you do when you have an adult and they finally sober up enough and you look at them and you try to, you know, I know you've been smoking this stuff for years. I know you think it's this. I know, but look where you are. Right. Look at where you're at.
Well, what it definitely does is when you get somebody that's smoking a lot of pot, let's pick an adolescent, for instance, right? And first it does, it messes with your short-term memory. So you start forgetting things. Why didn't you turn in your homework? I forgot. Why didn't you do your homework? I forgot. Then what happens is they start losing their motivation. And this we see all the time. I don't like first period, so I don't want to go, you know what, baseball is boring and I don't like karate and dance. So we start dropping out of things that are positive and good for them. Then you start dealing with a little bit other stuff where they really have a longer term memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
But the motivation thing that we're seeing with adolescents right now is pretty scary because we know if we keep our kids in sports and all that kinds of stuff, it's going to be good for them. But when they start smoking pot, they start dropping out. So emotionally, they check out.
Yeah, and the article that I think I sent it to you and I dealt with it the other night, it really talked about how it starts dulling their senses and dulling their abilities with the frontal...
Right. It's not even developed, right?
Right, exactly. And not only that, even as it's developing and it starts to build a for lack of a better term, a film around it, it makes it harder and harder and harder. And it doesn't go away with older age.
Right. You know, I was talking to someone today at my rehab, and this lady's 62. Okay, she's been drinking and using drugs almost all her life, and now she's got 2 weeks off. And she says, I'm really struggling. And I said, of course, because we don't teach people how not to use drugs when they're in our rehabs. We take the drugs away. It's done. What we now have.
We want you to cut back from 3 joints a day to maybe get up and take a few hits.
Right.
And be
but
fine,
you know what we
right?
have to teach them? Now we have to teach them how to live life on life terms. That means, because these kids, you know what they're doing? They're having a great day. What do? They smoke some pot. They had a bad day. What do?
Smoke some pot.
They smoke some pot. They're depressed. What do? They smoke some pot. All of a sudden, that becomes their coping mechanism. So when you take the drug away, they got no clue. So if they started smoking a lot of pot when they were 14, guess what? They stopped emotionally growing when they were 14.
You know, I'm looking at something on my screen here. And you remember? You have to remember the old Cheech and Chong movies, right?
Of course. I actually saw Cheech and Chong in concert twice.
But these weren't guys you, in the 70s anyway, these weren't guys you aspired to be like, right? They were actually making fun of their lives as potheads.
Right.
And now somehow, somewhere along the line, it became the normality that this was okay. That, you know, Smokey, if it dulled you a little bit, it wasn't going to be a big deal. You still could deal with life, but you can't. And your point, once you can't use the dope to kind of dull your senses, you've got to deal with the pain on your own, don't you?
Right. And I'm seeing kids now, actually young adults, that are actually coming into rehab trying to stop using drugs, and a lot of it's pot, for 2 or 3 weeks. Guess why? So they don't have to use as much, and the drug still works for them because it's stopping to work. It's not dulling what they want. It's not doing, they're not getting the effect they want. So they're cutting down so that their tolerance comes back down. And that's just for marijuana.
Well, you have young people, I mean, people that you and I know in this community that have said to me that dope is not addicting. And I go, really? If you know somebody who smokes every day, here's the deal. Offer him $200. Tell him he's got to go 10 days without it.
Right.
And watch what happens. Then tell me it's not addictive.
Anything can become addictive. Now, let's say that, you know, how many times do you need to smoke crack cocaine to get addicted? One time. Does that mean you're physically addicted? Of course not. It means you're emotionally addicted. For somebody that lights up a joint for the first time, let's say they're 14 and they go like this, and they're done. Then you get somebody else who goes like this, whoa, that feels good, and they're going to chase that high forever. Right. They're already addicted.
Yeah.
So there's different kinds of addiction. Physical addiction's the easiest thing to deal with. I could take anyone that's an alcoholic or a heroin addict, bring them to my rehab, give them medication, detox them, and send them home. That's easy. That's not where it ends. Now it's the emotional addiction, which is the hardest part of sobriety. And marijuana, let me tell you something, very much emotionally addictive.
And that was the other thing I was going to say to you. When people get into this, they don't understand something. The high is a momentary pleasure, right?
Right.
And from what I hear from, and you've been doing this, so you probably already know this, but you hear from the drug addicts that they needed a little bit more, right? Mm-hmm. They got high for 5 days in a row, and they hit that five mark, and they went, you know what? There must be a six here. We can try for the six, right? And it doesn't end there, does it?
Well, it's like any other drug. It's no different than anything else. You build a tolerance. So you need just a little bit more to get that feeling that you're chasing. If it's marijuana, if it's whatever the drug is, if it's alcohol, you got to drink a little more to get to where you want. If it's heroin, you got to shoot a little more. If it's a pot, you got to smoke a little more. What's really different?
God, the commonality of young people coming into you, is there a common thread that you can look at and say? And I'm not trying to beat up on parents here, but right. Parents aren't home. No self. I mean, give me a commonality.
Don't get me going on that. But, you know, I got called from a magazine in another country, and the magazine wanted to interview me about the drug problem in America. Isn't that scary? And the answer is pretty simple. The average parent spends between 2 and 10 minutes with their teenager a day, 12 years old and up. How was your day? It was good. How was school? Was okay. Do you have any homework? I done any hungry? I ate. What is the last thing a 14-year-old kid does or a 12-year-old kid before they go to sleep? The very last thing.
Today?
Yeah.
Probably on Facebook.
Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. They're FaceTiming their friends goodnight. They wake up in the morning before they use the restroom. What's the first thing they do?
They use the phone.
They check their phone to see their social media.
You got to do a pause because I got to pay for the show.
You got it.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We're talking about dope. So for all you non-dopes or even dopes out there, come on, join us. You need to hear this. You need to know what's going on with your kids. We'll be back in a minute. You'll see The Real Side.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Canada Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Funny we should be talking about dope of the 70s and coming up with 70s music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, you don't have to sing a song. You grab a joint, right? When you feel down and out. That's what we did in the 70s. Seriously. And then you could sing a song. Or you thought you could sing. Not really, though. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get back at it. Because, you know, it's a real serious subject. And I know some of you totally don't agree. And I know you're sick of arguing with me, so you're probably not writing anything on the Facebook page or anywhere else. But this is one of those times where I say to you, can you please put your pride and your personal feelings aside? Can you please listen to somebody and other people that have been doing this for a long time that will tell you the effects that it has on your teenagers is a big deal? And you know, if you already have teenagers that you've allowed to do this, that you did make a big deal out of it, and you're having some issues with them, again, forgive yourself, put the pride aside, and let's work at trying to get that person some help. Let's look at trying to get that young person back on the right track, if you would. You never give up. You just never give up. Kerry Quashen joins me He's been 38 years sober, right? Is that what you said?
Almost.
All right.
Christmas
and,
Eve.
And you don't look a day over, you know, 22.
So. I got sober, I think, before I was born.
So, and, you know, again, and he is the founder of Action Family Counseling, and you've dealt with or you've been helping young people get sober or try to get sober, but at least try to understand really what the issues are and how they can get better, right?
Correct.
So, you know, you heard me in the intro. I kind of went in a different direction than we were talking about before. You never give up. No matter what's going on with your child, no matter what's going on with your friend, there are ways to help these people, are there not?
Right. Oh, of course. It's never too late. And the trick is get between your kid or whoever it is that you love. And they don't have to be a kid. And whatever that negative behavior is, any way you can. Because if you don't and something bad happens, how you live with yourself?
Oh, you'll never forgive yourself. You know what happened to me with that young lady.
Yeah.
I think about her from time to time and think it would have taken me 5 minutes to throw her in the car and just said, come on.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a hamburger, but we're going to go for a ride, too.
Right.
But
you know what? That's the state we're in right now is parents don't even want to see it. And we were talking about that before we went on break is if children, let's say, right, are so connected to their friends and we spend 2 to 10 minutes with them a day, who's going to rub off more, us or the kids? They're checked in with their kids. They're not checked in with us. How can they be checked in with parents if we got them for 10 minutes and they're with their friends for 16 hours? So if we want to know what's broken, we need to take a look at society right now, where we're at with our kids, social media and all that kinds of stuff.
You know, it's a bit of an effort, but it's not a major effort. We used to have dinner with the kids almost every night, unless there was something really special going on.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday was family day. I didn't care who your friends were or what they were doing. And it was a way to stay connected. And you get to watch your kids. You got to see them interact with each other. You see how they were acting, and you could step in and help out if you needed to.
And I'll tell you what, they were less of an opportunity or less of a chance of them messing up because you meant more to them than their friends did. It's changed now, Joe. Their friends are more important, and for good reason. If you're with them all day, every day, that's who you want to impress.
Yeah.
That's where you're learning. It's
so
scary.
We'll tell you what we've done now. Now we've introduced vaping. Because vaping takes them away from cigarettes, and, you know, maybe it'll turn them off to wanting to do the dope, because it tastes good, and it's, you know, vaping, it's a great alternative, isn't it?
Yeah, I think vaping originally came with the e-cigarettes, right? And the original deal was to help people quit smoking.
Right.
And right now, we're seeing more children that are vaping that probably would have smoked. So they're starting with that, and you don't even know what they're vaping anymore. You could put that THC oil in these things, and we're seeing it. We're getting it from the schools.
Yeah.
And they're smoking this stuff, and you can't smell it. You can't see it, and it's THC, and it's not just the pot that they're smoking in bongs. This is 80-100% proof.
Yeah.
This is some serious stuff that they're doing. You know what's even worse? I was dealing last night with somebody. This kid is 16 years old, and guess what he had in his wallet? A medical marijuana card.
Don't get me started.
No, I mean, and the parent was telling me that he's not going to school, that he's got ADD, and went on and on for days talking about alcohol and drugs, and when I brought up, well, doesn't he have a THC marijuana, medical marijuana card? Parents started justifying it. Now, we have an adolescent in major crisis. Major crisis. Using all kinds of drugs, not going to school with a medical marijuana card. Tell me if that sounds right to you.
No.
It took everything I could not to.
Not at all, not in any way, shape, manner, or form.
But you know what? Bottom line is, that parent, guaranteed, is a pothead. Guaranteed.
I will tell you from personal experience, you're probably right.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
When we have these parents that are so into or agree with this marijuana thing and don't want to deal with it, because they got their own demons they don't want to face, and they're feeling that guilt, so they don't want to deal with their kid. These are kids. These aren't you. They're not adults. The brain's not developed yet. How dare you allow that to happen to your child because you want to smoke your pot? I mean, think about it for a second. Let's say you're addicted to pain medication, Vicodin, Oxycontin. Would you give your kids some? I mean, really, at the end of the day, I know it sounds crazy, but it's almost the same thing.
No, my personal opinion, if you're a good parent and you know you're doing it hard and you know you're trying to make things work, then this is not aimed at you. But for those of you who are this plop your kid in front of the TV generation to keep them busy, you allow them to smoke the dope, you allow them to play the video games. Even the video games, if you watch the studies on the video games, it releases dopamine at a level that we've never seen before.
Correct.
And it becomes a drug for them in and of itself. So we're constantly bombarding them with ways that they don't have to deal with reality.
Which means we're teaching them what? How not to what? Feel.
Yeah.
How not to deal with situations, people, places, and things. Which means eventually they're going to grow up and they're going to be lost. Because they don't know how to cope without video games, without smoking a bong, without eating a gummy bear, without drinking a shot of vodka, or whatever the deal is, or taking four Xanax. You know, this is what we're teaching our kids.
I love the gummy bear because, you know, some people don't really know, still don't know, that it's the cannabis oil that's in the gummy bear, right? Not the
It is. And any of those kind of things that you buy at those THC, whatever you want to call them, shops, when it comes to edibles and oils and stuff, they're a lot more pure than anything you smoke. So that makes them a lot more dangerous. And who do you think they're marketing with gummy bears? Adults?
No.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and you know the stories, I love the stories they throw up at you, and they talk about these little babies and parents that have moved to Colorado or wherever because they couldn't get the drug here, and they had to go there, and the parents that moved from New Jersey, and I said, all right, so you can tell me five stories. There's 360 million people in this country, and you've given me five stories, okay? So let's change the law so that if there's truly a need for the cannabis oil, then let a doctor prescribe it. Let's do it the right way.
Right. Too late for that.
Well, I know, because now the monster's been released from the cage and try to get him back in, and more states are legalizing it.
Correct.
If people would look at the real numbers in Colorado, for instance, for homeless, for CDC calls, I mean, the calls, last show I did on this, their calls had increased 400%.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
Because it's harmless. What's the big deal, except if you think you're dying?
The next public health crisis in this country is going to be adolescents and THC.
Wow.
I guarantee it. And if not, I'll tell you what. My adult residentials, 18 to 25, were exploding. I just want to say this to parents. Please listen to this. I really believe that all substance abuse, all drug abuse, starts innocently. Nobody grows up and wants to be a drug addict or get addicted to anything. They start by what? By playing around with drugs.
Yep.
If you have an addictive personality and you're playing around with drugs, it's going to get you.
Yeah.
And it always starts innocently. People starting to smoke pot, the kids are going to parties. What's in parties? Up here. Almost every drug you are. And those are what you call drugs of opportunity.
Yeah.
Go to a party, somebody says, try this. Oh, no, I only smoke weed. Smoke a little bit more weed, drink a little bit. What's going on? You're starting to lose your inhibitions, right?
Right.
Smoke a little bit more. Try this. No, try this. Oh, what the heck? Why not? And they take a hit. Now they just tried something that really changed the way they feel. It was a shortcut to the pleasure zone of their brain, and they're in big trouble.
Yeah.
And that's what we're dealing with today.
That's the whole feeling good. I mean, I wish I had 3 hours to do this, but that's the whole feeling good thing. It's we can't feel bad about anything because, well, I don't know why, but if you feel bad about something, maybe you're doing something wrong. Maybe you need to stop and look at what you're doing and change it.
Right. I was talking to a kid last night, actually, when 19 years old, and he was telling me that, you know, I don't use hard drugs. I just smoke a lot of pot because I'm depressed. And my thing was, well, how about this? How about we figure out why you're depressed? Work on that so you don't need any drug to feel good about who you are. And it was kind of one of those kind of things. You could see a light go on, and you could see him go right back to, oh, I mean, sounds good, but no.
Yeah.
I want to stay high.
Tell people how they find you to get some help.
Oh, they can always call 1-800-367-8336, 1-800-367-8336, or actionfamilycounseling.com or actiondrugrehabs.com.
Yeah, you got to find out what's going on. Got to be able to help your kids. Got to be able to help yourself. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. When we come back, we're going to talk about those raging fires in California. Man-made, for sure, but not what you think. We'll be back in a few minutes.